Very smart, dedicated people work in securities regulation in this country, monitoring, trading, enforcing the law. But mostly they toil in obscurity while the rest of us scroll Facebook and taste test cold brewed coffee. The work of the various securities commissions in this country is important and much more about you than you might think. Tyler Fleming is the director of the investor office at the Ontario Securities Commission. He joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
So what is the investor office? Can we swing by? Do you have cold brewed coffee available for us?
Unfortunately, no cold brewed coffee. But the investor office, so we're part of the Ontario Securities Commission, which is Canada's largest securities regulator. The investor office is the newest part of the OSC, the newest branch. We launched just under 2 years ago. It was October 2015. And our mandate is really to focus the OSC's efforts on retail investor engagement, education, outreach, research. We also have a policy function. We have an oversight function for the Ombudsman's Office as well.
You've redesigned Get Smarter About Money, which is this online resource we've been talking about. It's objective. It is broad. It's deep in what it covers, too. It's got a great RESP calculator. Give us the 411 on what people can expect when we go there.
Sure. So Get Smarter About Money is the OSC's primary consumer education website. It's one of Canada's leading financial education resources. We're about 5 million visitors a year right now. We just relaunched it in June. So it is now fully mobile-friendly. It's been completely redesigned from top to bottom. You can access it from any device, anywhere, anytime. So really happy with that relaunch. What you'll see if you go to the website is hundreds of tools, videos, calculators, articles, etc. on a wide variety of personal finance topics. A bit of a focus on investing since that's strictly our mandate, but you will find information on other topics as well because we see it as a holistic issue. So you mentioned our calculators. We have a dozen plus calculators on a variety of topics, RRSP savings, mutual fund fees, whether you should pay down debt or invest. Lots of really great tools that you'll see at getsmartaboutmoney.ca. You'll also find a lot of other information on things such as various savings accounts, various investment products. You'll learn the difference between a TFSA and an RRSP, to use a classic example. But then we also have information that's important for us as regulators to get out there and that's not always available on other sites that you might see, whether it's media or financial firms, such as checking registration of firms and advisors who you might be considering investing with. Other information important information on regulatory initiatives that we want people to know, and then also how people can contact and interact with us as the OSC and as the investor office.
There is tons of content out there, and I believe in what Get Smarter is doing. It's got great stuff out there. There's tons of content, but some of it is from private sector companies, publicly traded companies, the banks, whatever, that it has a marketing objective. What are the watch outs on a potential conflict of interest between some of the literacy stuff out there and the marketing objectives of the people who produce it?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people and organizations providing similar sorts of information. As I mentioned, organizations like ours, we also provide information on registration and other things that you might not find elsewhere. I think it's important, regardless of where you're getting your information from, to really think about who's providing it, why they might be providing it, what other information sources out there, double check and get a second opinion is always a good idea. You're right. So there are a lot of similarities, but not everyone's always aligned in the purpose behind it. So I think any smart investor, smart consumer would be wise to think about those sorts of things when they're seeing this information.
You published a report about behavioral insights. What was the objective behind that work?
So behavioral insights, it's a really interesting area that's really taken off, I'd say, in the last 8 to 10 years since the financial crisis. And really what it is, it's an area where we look at why people behave the way that they do. In securities regulation, traditionally, there's been a view that of people as rational actors, right? If you have all the information in front of you, you'll have an efficient marketplace with rational actors. But in fact, what behavioral insights does is looks at the reasons people behave the way they do and actually finds that people are human. Fancy that. Mm. To give some examples of some of the areas of behavioral insights, and we're looking at how this can apply in our own work here, things such as there's various concepts such as anchoring, for instance. So this is where people are given a set of information, various numbers, for example, and how that information is presented ultimately influences how you value something. So a classic example might be if you're presented, say, online with different rates of return, 6, 10, 14%, people might naturally go to the 10% is what they consider a medium rate of return. If you're given 2, 4, 6%, you might think 4 is a medium rate of return. So anchoring is where people, the information that you're presented with helps influence your decisions. Another important area that's another concept that is around status quo bias and inertia. So basically this refers to people's aversion to change. Right. So where you are put or where you are right now, you tend to stay. You see this with, say, the bank that you're with, the investment company that you're with. People tend to stay where they are, absent some strong incentives to change. And that has implications for investments, for savings, et cetera. A whole bunch of concepts in this paper. So the OSC, we're looking at these things and how we can apply them in our work going forward. So we published this report. It's a 115-page report. So if you have a couple minutes there, take the time to read it. It is summarized, though, of course. But we're looking at how we can apply these concepts in our policy and our operational processes in the coming year. And we'll be running some pilot projects and look forward to reporting on that in the future.
Now, other securities regulators around the world have used this behavioral insight work. Can you think of an example of what changes they have made based on BI, like something that they did that would be specific or tangible? Not that you're necessarily going to do, but that they did that was informed by that work.
Sure. So there's a couple examples where various regulators were trying to determine why, refund rates for certain consumers were so low. So it's basically people that were leaving free money on the table. And so there's some tests to use an example of various letters that they used. So one letter might be the standard letter that they use to inform consumers of these refunds. Another one might use some behavioral concepts to see if there's a different result. So another concept is around social norming. And so if people are told that, well, you're one of only 1% of people who do not take this refund, or all your neighbors or all your friends are taking this refund, but you're not, people might be more likely to then act differently. And in fact, the results of tests like that did show that there was a significant difference in the take-up.
Interesting. Now, you've got a new series of videos on your site. One line struck me in one of those videos. It says, the investor office wants to share your voice with the boardrooms of Bay Street. It's a lovely phrase. It's great for the video. It's great marketing. But what does that actually mean?
So we're kind of the interface for retail investors in a variety of ways. I mentioned some of our activities. I think a big part of what we do, if I could take a step back, reflects how the retail investment landscape has changed so much in, say, the last 20 years, right? More and more people are responsible for their own retirements. The pension plans are changing or disappearing. Technology is changing. Social media is changing. At the same time, markets have become more complex. And regulators have really come to realize there's a need to have retail investors participate more in the process of designing policy, more in the process of informing the things that we do. So as part of what we do, you mentioned, share their voice with the boardrooms of Bay Street. That's everything from sharing what we hear when we're out in the community, conducting research and publishing those findings, really acting at that interface for retail investors and helping to ensure that their views are reflected in the work that we do.
Interesting. Tyler, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Tyler Fleming is the director of the Investor Office at the Ontario Securities Commission.